When we think of rivers that form the border of the United States, we often think of the Rio Grande in the southwestern U.S. However, here in the north-central part of the country, there's a river that forms part of this nation's northern border. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the north central U.S., the Rainy River separates Canada and the state of Minnesota. In the early 1600s, this area was inhabited by the Ojibwe.
About 1630s is when native people would have been seeing any white Europeans in this region.
Ashley Levine, director of the Couchiching County Historical Society, says those first Europeans were mostly interested in trapping and the fur trade. The first settlement here was on what would become the Canadian side of the river.
Fort Francis, they quite literally built themselves a city out of a fur trading post.
And the city of Fort Francis in Ontario, Canada, remains an important town today. On the U.S. side of the border, a settlement called Couchiching Village was established.
Couchiching is a native word. There's a couple of different interpretations. They say that it means either mist over the water or where the two waters meet, referring to the Rainy River and Rainy Lake.
This county bears that name, Couchiching, today. The voyagers who traveled the waterways of this area used the river to help move furs.
The Rainy River watershed was a major point of travel for the voyagers because Rainy River flows towards Lake of the Woods, which ultimately ends up in Hudson Bay, and that's where they were going.
The Rainy River flows west to the Lake of the Woods, which could then be used to travel north to rivers flowing into Hudson Bay. There were falls on this portion of the river, though.
It was really more a succession of rapids, but the biggest drop was about 25 feet, so it wasn't anything crazy.
But you won't find any falls here today. That part of the story, next time as we travel the countryside in International Falls, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCrae.